May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for April 27th, 2019. And today I'm doing a resurrection number in terms of the springtime resurrection in nature and more so a Cosmic Love vision for resurrection of our global social, political, and economic institutions. Somebody had to do it. I couldn't think of anything better to do. But first, the cosmic weather with a little quantum field astrology psychology that is definitely affecting the shift in mass consciousness on the threshold of the Aquarian dispensation of freedom and love. The sun's been in Taurus, the bull, this last week, and that's got kind of an earthy energy. And the moon's in Aquarius today, which is a good time to revisit the resurrection and ascension theme of Easter, as relates to the global paradigm shift that the Aquarian age represents. So it's kind of a resurrection theme today. Taurus earthy energy wants to keep things simple and down to earth. But the sun in Taurus right now is conjuncting Uranus this month. That's been going on for about a month, going on a little bit longer. And Uranus is quite the opposite of down-to-earth energy. It brings flashes of insight with compelling vision of how to see the world differently. And with the moon in Aquarius, an air sign, it's easier to see the world differently. I mean, that may sound like having one's head in the clouds, you know, an airhead, especially if you're stuck in down-to-earth Taurus energy. But if you keep your feet on the ground while your head's in the clouds, you get the best of both worlds. On earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. So this is the whole spirit, the Holy Spirit, that embodies the resurrection and ascension of personal and planetary consciousness. And for those who listen to the end of the show today, you'll be rewarded with a message from Jesus on Easter Sunday. I mean, I think it's Jesus. It sounds like I think Jesus would sound. I mean, his spirit is coming through the voice of David Christopher Lewis, who I've had on the show several times. And if you watch the video I provided in the link in the show notes of David giving this heart stream from Jesus, you'll see that David has his eyes shut. I mean, he's not making this up. He's channeling Jesus. But don't believe me. Just listen for yourself. Personally, I've investigated this phenomena of David's Heart Center organization over the last 14 years, and I believe he's the real deal. I mean, a messenger for the Ascended Masters. I've seen how David has his head in the clouds, yet feet on the ground. And I always look forward to his weekly heart streams from the Masters at his website at www.heartscenter.org. That's HEARTSCENTER. TER.org. I'll put that in the show notes, provide a link on that. So I'll go through my Global Resurrection and Ascent article now rather quickly so you can hear the heart stream from Jesus at the end of the show. You can follow along with this article that's linked in the show notes and pause the podcast to watch the videos. So the narrative I'll be following pretty much is, again, that link is in the show notes. It's regarding global resurrection and ascent. There's a graphic at the top, resurrection of life, the nature theme, you know, the resurrection in the spring of the year of life. I mean, it's spring here in Montana, several feet of snow is gone. Green grass is sprouting, birds are returning, life is surging, Easter resurrection is purging the long death of winter. Now, quite often in these compendiums that I, these weekly compendiums I've been doing, and this is one of them. This is my Easter compendium. I will begin with some pretty heavy stuff in the world at large, and then go into the light stuff. And to say, you know, as I say in this one, skip to the bottom for what I'm coming to with the Aquarian Love Initiation, the 5D Global Shift Event, and then again, followed up by Jesus' 2019 Easter Message. I'm also embedding this video in this compendium at the end of this article. So I begin with this theme of the Second Coming as a collective high state. Now, previous blogs, I've been talking about the deep state as it relates to the high state and how the deep state is disintegrating and the high state is integrating. And if you think of the resurrection as a second coming of Christ-like spiritual energies and the collective consciousness of humanity, then this is the understanding of the second coming as a collective unity field or a unity consciousness or collective high state. So the resurrection and ascent of a high state, you know, which is the ordained power of love, naturally translates to resolution of the deep state's inordinate love of power. Now, there's a really good article that I have excerpts on regarding the ordained power of love in that link. And you can, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can, because I'm giving this live presentation now, but in the podcast, you can pause the podcast and click on that, the ordained power of love. There's videos and an article that explains this concept of the extraordinary power of love in the unified field, the quantum field, the collective consciousness, how to tap into it, how to invoke it, and it's quite an amazing article. Of course, the opposite of that is the deep state's inordinate love of power, and I'm going to be going into that a little bit, and there's a video. It's kind of heavy, but there's a video that, again, you can pause the podcast and watch this video, but a little prelude to that. You can say we can thank the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet, for a high state of awakening globally. And global netizens have reached this awakening to what's going on with power elite corruption. You know, evil as an energy veil, an e-veil, which is rather self-evident as an inordinate love of power. Now, the link I have on the inordinate love of power is in regard to corporatocracy, basically the corporate ownership and control of that it's privatized many of our social, political, and economic institutions with this love of power, money power at all costs. And the pathological paradigm paralysis of materialism, you know, power elite policies of profit without conscience, can be clearly grasped in this video. And this video has been got a lot of coverage on the internet over the last couple weeks. Actually, just came out April 13th from the Empire Files. And it's about the giants, you know, who really rules the world. And we're talking again about the corporatocracy and the so-called super intelligent elite and the world bankers who are motivated by greed, idolatry, and monetary accumulation and their personal bank accounts. I mean, they are consumed by a never-ending lust for power over others and materialism. This is their aphrodisiac of 3D worldly love of power, and with few exceptions, they are hopelessly addicted to it. So this is the deep state of dark side resistance, you might say, to the high state of 5D consciousness, the fifth dimension. Now, I referenced the understanding of this fifth dimension with many links and numerous articles on my websites and in my previous shows. But for those who are biblical-oriented, from Ephesians 6:12, there's this quote, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those who are fundamentalist, Christian, or biblical-oriented will be able to grasp that concept. And those basically of New Age, more of a New Age bent, can appreciate that. There are energies, misqualified energies, spiritual wickedness in high places. Call it the corporatocracy, or the cabal, or the New World Order, or whatever you want to call it. So this is a global issue. We're working through it. I mean, conscientious common sense would tell us that the divine destiny of United Sovereigns of Earth is being challenged by virtually insane self-destructive policies of an interlocked corporatocracy cabal that is hell-bent on an extinction-level event as caused by these giant international investors in growth of profits and power from war, disease, tyranny, and disinformation to maintain mass dystopia. And that's a mouthful, but basically, the understanding is, there is spiritual wickedness in high places. And that evil is now facing the final judgment of the collective conscience of the family of mankind and our all-connected, interactive global village. In other words, humanity is waking up because of the Internet. We know about these forces, who they are, what they're doing, and the understanding that the love of money is like the love of power. I mean, those who love money more than they love people will forfeit the power of love. And sooner or later, such betrayal of the great spirit or higher power or source or however you know a god of love will bite you on the arse. I mean, karmic whiplash. It's like betraying one's own higher self, one's real self, one's Christ self, one's I Am presence, however you understand it. We're talking about, this is, you might say, the big issue. I mean, there's more light surging in the world as we enter, Aquarius more fully, and the dark side deep state is purging. And the power of love is a higher power at the heart of the Aquarian age. So this goes with the territory. You know, more light, Aquarian love, energy of Aquarius, of freedom and love is surging, and dark side, deep state stuff is purging. So the higher the standard of universal love as a pure geometry frame of reference for heart coherence, you know, language of the angels, and light language, you know, the brain field holodeck, and I have links on this language of the angels and brain field holodeck, you know, in the copy. Again, you can pause the podcast and read if you're not familiar with these links on the brain field holodeck. I've spent a lot of time over the years developing these links with an in-depth understanding of heart coherence and light language and mind congruence as a function of cosmic law, universal law, natural law, the law of the angles, as well as the language of the angels, you know, heart coherence. And the higher this understanding, of these first principles, you might say, of cosmic law language, the greater the results for resurrection and ascension. And I love the quote by Mahatma Gandhi in this regard, that a small body of determined spirits fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission can alter the course of history. And this is a theme I'm going to be going into a little bit. It doesn't take a majority to create social, political, economic, global change. But in the meantime, consider that just as Earth is a platform for the evolution of souls, the Internet is a platform for culturing worldwide, conscientious, evolution, revolution, revelations. Conscious evolution, revelations. So our divine destiny is tied to this process of conscious evolution. This is the main big event of the zeitgeist, you know, the times in which we live. And many of us already see the birth of a new earth with a frequency shift, upgrading our perceptions with a new common sense whereby all things are made new. You know, classic revelations of a quantum shift, quantum reality nature. And I have an infographic in this point of the narrative, and it says, it's our perception that creates our experience, not the other way around. In other words, with the frequency shift of the planet, as we enter more fully into Aquarius, and as the Schumann resonance increases, magnetic fields are decreasing, there's magnetic north pole shift is moving, the energetics of the planet, the morphogenic grid, there's going through a change that reflexes with our perceptions, our holodeck, or the brain field within between our ears. And this is what's changing the world. This is where revelations, evolution, revolution, revelations come from. It's coming from the field. There's a higher frequency, and we're seeing things differently. So remember that you're here in embodiment at this, so to speak, pregnant time of new earth birthing to fulfill the highest and best intentions of your soul. I mean, to learn from the lessons of many lifetimes, to bring in the golden age you want to see, and to inspire the experience of others with your example. I mean, heaven knows there are so many ways for cultural creatives to co-create the future. Now, cultural creatives are the 1-3% of netizens, you know, global netizens that are connecting on the, you know, instant everywhere interactive internet. And these are the 1-3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of social networking. I mean, they're at best good truth tellers. You know, communicators of vision, virtue, and valor that claims the victory of general enlightenment for Earth's rebirth. And if you think about what happened during the American Revolution, there was only about 3%. I've heard 3%. I've heard 4 or 5% of the colonists, the American people in the colonies that were participated during the American Revolution. But that was sufficient for success. It only takes a relative few. And this is called the trim tab effect. Just a small motion on the trim tab of an airliner, which is the trailing edge of the ailerons, or, you know, on the plane, and on the rudder, just a the trim tab on the rudder of the plane is a small, like a postage stamp-sized little thing that is moved before they mechanically try to move the entire rudder on an airplane. Because the wind hitting that little trim tab makes it possible to move the entire rudder and to change the direction of the entire aircraft. So this trim tab effect is like the cultural creatives, sometimes people refer to these culture creatives as the 1-3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. So cultural creators are those thought leaders and wisdom keepers who initiate healthy cultural change with enlightened social conscience in our ubiquitous, you know, our global social networks. And if you think about it, all social problems are at root communication problems, how we come into unity for real community as a unified field that represents unity and diversity, the E pluribus unum on the great seal of the United States, which is translates as Latin, that translates to unity and diversity. I mean, this is a communion process that cultures conscientious common sense in our local and global communication communities. So culture building, you know, by definition, integrates the values of individualism with the values of common sense, social conscience, you know, at one-ment, you know, atonement as at one-ment. And this is the goal of life as is related to any species, to evolve itself where it can be conscious of its diverse perceptions and expressions, yet integrate them into a coherent, cooperative, all-inclusive culture. So separate but equal, individual but common, you know, collective, unified, unity culture, a unified field, cooperative, all-inclusive culture. So the pure intent of this creative ascent process, excuse me, get a drink of water here. The pure intent of this creative ascent process is along more enlightened lines of love. Now, when I say love, of course, in the graphic and the narrative on the website, it has the L-O-V-E with the linear, the spherical, the trinity, and that cube or the square. So you have basically a pure geometry frame of reference for the language of consciousness. In the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, excuse me, and the capstone, the five and one. So we're talking about a frame of reference for this process, the creative ascent process, which is sometimes referred to as the learning process, the creative learning process, processes of consciousness, the language of consciousness, is the quintessential foundation of self-governance, you know, how we govern ourselves. And this process is the heart of a universal interface, hardware, Web 3.0 hardware that I've linked and explained and referenced in different shows and linked back on the website on a regular basis for global co-creation. At this time, you know, during the Aquarian, the initiation of the Aquarian dispensation. So we're entering the age of Aquarius, this 2,000-year period where our solar system, in the precession of the equinoxes, you know, that like, what, 29,200 years or something like that, in precession of the equinoxes, our solar system orbits through that cycle, and there's these fields of energy that our solar system orbits through. And there's the different energies as they're stepped down in deep space through, you might say, the transformers, which is the quantum fields, the energies of the planet, and the morphogenic grids of Earth, you know, the energy fields of Earth. This is, of course, where quantum science is beginning to explain what was anciently known as astrology, the astrologic of these fields. There is a logic to it. You know, the logos is basically a cosmic law whereby energy fields within fields, you know, whereby they interact and, you know, have properties that affect consciousness. You know, the morphic grids of Earth, the morphic grids of consciousness. And we're talking about three basic principles that are truly universal. You know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. We're talking about right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields, like in trines and sextiles in astrology, or in the Trinity. The synergy in the Trinity, like the LO, linear, nonlinear, synthesis in the Trinity. It's like the universal principles of power, wisdom, and love, or the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. These are universal principles that are archetypal. And So goes our understanding of universal law, cosmic law. So goes basically the evolution of civilization. And the more, again, we understand the first principles of universal cosmic law, being regarding the processes of consciousness, you know, the creative ascent process, the way we self-govern ourselves individually and collectively, the higher that understanding, the greater the results. And so this is, you know, what we're talking about in terms of initiating, you know, the Aquarian dispensation and the understanding of this Heartware Web 3.0 Heartware Cyber Ethics, which is the link, you know, this universal interface, what it relates to, for global co-creation during the Aquarian dispensation. This is how it will naturally evolve. You know, this computer internet revolution, this is where it's going, you know, with the capability for mass-to-mass interaction whereby 100 or 1,000, a million or a million people can respond to the same online video, for example, at the same time without creating noise, but instead showing with the interactive interface how basically the language of light and consciousness can be represented to represent unity conscience, a collective conscience, you know, how we are basically one as a unified field. Then, of course, this is the website goes into this. The links I have on the holodeck goes into this. I'm not going to go into this much more right now because I want to get to this, wrap up this first part of the presentation. So we're talking about a process of personal and global resurrection. I love the quote by Marianne Williamson from her book, The Alchemy of Easter, or maybe that's an article, but she says that, quote, the resurrection is a description of how the universe self-corrects, life always reasserting itself even when forces of death and darkness have temporarily prevailed. You know, like a tiny flower growing through cracks in broken cement, peace of mind emerging at last after periods of deep grief, or people continuing to fall in love despite the ravages of war, love always gets the final say. To lean on the resurrection is simply to recognize what's true, that if happiness hasn't arrived yet, then the story isn't over. Well, the story of global resurrection isn't over, folks, this is an ongoing process as we basically enter the age of Aquarius. We're right at the cusp entering this age. We're seeing the effect of light and love as it meets, you know, the high state as it meets the deep state. You know, it's in the mainstream corporate media. It's just, it's all this deep state mind control propaganda in our faces on a regular basis. And there are vibrations that take us higher. I love this song, this and this kind of the keynote ascension vibe, you know, the vibration of the song that I have embedded at this point in the narrative, you know, the article that you can listen to. And I encourage people that, you know, can pause the podcast and then listen to this to play it while, you know, listen to it while you're reading the rest of this article, which I'm going to go through briefly. So I'm not going to play it in the background, but at the same time, you know, I guess I could play it. I don't know. It's not going to come through very well, but I will just kind of have that.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary.
It's not going to come through very well, so I'm just going to go ahead with it, and you can listen to it on the website.
Beloved ones, I speak to you this Easter. both as a master and...
Okay, and so this section I'm going to be going into now is the Aquarian Love Initiation. And again, this is the love model with the geometrized frame of reference with the first principles of cosmic law. And I'm going to go into some of the first principles here. And this is basically the principles of affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration. And basically, this is the theme in that music that you can play on your own from the podcast, and you can be listening to while you read this at your own speed, or read along with me as I go through this. But again, there are links that you might want to pause the podcast and go to get a more of an in-depth understanding of this Aquarian age, Aquarian love, you know, Aquarian age of freedom and love. The higher the understanding of love, the greater the results. So this is the theme here is light workers and love makers rise up. You know, wake up, wise up, unite, etc. So the keynote here is this music is playing in the background that you can listen to. And the first part of it, you know, is like affirmation, you know, like affirmation of faith. We are the united sovereigns of Earth. Optimism as faith in humanity gives us opportunity for lighting and passing the I am torch of wisdom to successive generations, raising the standard of heart coherence and mind congruence for a high state of universal love. This is affirmation of a high state of universal love coming out the gates of the Aquarian dispensation. Then you have confirmation, global netizens of Earth uniting. The ordained power of love is a higher power than the inordinate love of power. And fearless faith in ordained power, you know, unity in our diversity, is the sane path of liberation for us as united sovereigns of Earth. So this theme of, you know, in our global village, the family of man in our global village, this is for this confirmation for global netizens of Earth is for all of us as sovereign netizens, united sovereigns of Earth, us as united sovereigns. And then we have, after affirmation and confirmation, we have determination. Global healing is our choice. So determination for the choice of global healing, this is the genesis of our global holistic healing that will involve and evolve the family of mankind with telecom tools and processes, the culture, social conscience, and social networks. So there are two links there, global holistic healing and global telecom, that reference like the alpha and omega of global holistic healing, tools and processes, what that looks like and how that works for culturing social conscience and our global social networks. So after affirmation, confirmation, and determination, we have integration, the Aquarian love initiation. So pure intention as affirmation leads to focused attention for confirmation of love retention and ascension with determination for integration in global dimensions of love comprehension. We're talking cosmic love here now, folks. You know, full spectrum telecom. The 5D global shift event initiation, the Genesis process of resurrection. These are all different metaphors for the process of global resurrection and ascension. And we're talking about a shift. You know, a lot of people on the internet are talking about what's going on with the shift in energies and consciousness and paradigms, the dimensional shift, the shift in the frequencies, the frequency shift, the shift in the morphogenic grids of Earth. So this is a process going on. It's sometimes referred to as the Genesis process of resurrection. From chaos and mental confusion, you know, deep state divisive devolution due to mass deception and disease, and the shift to heart coherent mental upgrade, you know, a high state co-creative evolution by way of interactive crowd wisdom for healing, for holistic healing. This wisdom of the crowd or wisdom of the cloud, you know, the collective consciousness. I've written a lot about that the last couple of years. There was a show called Wisdom of the Cloud, I think, Wisdom of the Crowd. It lasted about a year on TV. That was really interesting in regard to the capabilities for computers and databases to create real wisdom, not artificial intelligence, but authentic wisdom. And that capability exists. And this will be the Aquarian dispensation. This is what we'll see in the age of Aquarius. This is what will evolve, just like we'll have free energy technologies to liberate us from, you know, power lines. We're going to have, you know, free energy healing technologies for holistic healing, you know, energy healing technologies. And we're going to see consciousness healing technologies with wisdom of the crowd, technologies for real intelligence rather than artificial intelligence. So the 5D shift, and we're talking about a dimensional shift in global consciousness, is from basically dark and dense to light and love. And I go through this briefly here, and I'm just going to wrap this up in the next few minutes, and I'm just going to touch on this. And there's this understanding of the shift from you know, the five-dimensional shift from, you might say, the crucifixion and resurrection to the ascension and the second coming of Christ-like consciousness and a unity consciousness, you might say 5D God vision. In a nutshell, so to speak, and some people will think this is nuts. Some fundamentalist Christians have a problem with exquisite metaphor that goes beyond doctrine and dogma, but I'm giving it an attempt here. I go through this understanding of what's going on with the crucifixion of Christian identity, you know, the targeting of Christian Jews and Muslims by political Zionism, deep state corporatism, and power elite psychopathy, and how that's, you know, going on with corporate media messages to keep us fearful and divided, you know, fighting among ourselves rather than uniting with golden rule models for civility. So there's that's kind of the, you know, the dregs of Pisces. Before we go into Aquarius, you know, this is what's purging right now. And we're seeing a resurrection of consciousness, of the language of light and consciousness. And I go through that. And then I explain, you know, this understanding of the universal language of light as consciousness is a function of natural law, the light spectrum. And I go into aspects of that in terms of Christ-like light as full spectrum attainment, you know, and spectral enlightenment, you might say. We always hear about spectral autism, and rarely do we hear about spectral enlightenment. So the understanding of that this process of ascension with the language, the laws and language of universal love, I go into that a little bit, the second coming of Christ-iamity, you know, Christ-I-am, the second coming of the collective Christ consciousness, what that will look like in the age of Aquarius. I mean, you know, in the Dark Ages, B.C., before computers, and long before the all-connected Internet revolution, Western spiritual identification with Christianity was a highly personalized affair with the moral imperative that has become the prime directive for the family of mankind in our global village. And then I go into basically a summation, which I'm going to wrap it up here so we can go into this final message, that Easter message from Jesus. And my last words in this regard are, with the spirit that matters surging, all that's less than love is purging, rise up we must, our cause is just, a new earth high state is emerging. So for our resurrection and ascent, we'll finish up with this Easter message. So thanks for listening, everyone. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. And I'll let Jesus take it through to the end here. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Beloved ones, I speak to you this Easter, both as a master and yet as a friend. For in friendship with God, there is the key to your victory in the light. And through love of God, you access great insight into the deeper aspects of beingness, the more glorious manifestations of light, the more intimate understandings that come when you, through this friendship, are one in spirit with your Lord. Mary Magdalene developed this intimate divine friendship with me, and so it was she to whom I first appeared after my resurrection in the garden. And we together chose that sacred space beyond the tomb where the resurrection light was anchored in nature consciously, both as a reality in fact and a metaphor for all to understand the deep connection of our souls and spirits with God through and within the natural world, the garden of life itself. You know that I spent time in nature, in the Garden of Gethsemane, upon the Mount of Olives, in the desert. And often, amidst many trees, and among the flowers and flowering plants, so that I could receive through direct inspiration from the mother aspect of God, that inspiration I required every moment to bring forth the victory through my mission to be an exemplar of light and of Christic glory, to be the Good Shepherd and service to all, and to heal those who required the comfort flame manifest through my touch, through my heart's love, and through the fire of God that abided then and even now within me, to bring peace to mankind, surcease from struggle and strain, stress and strife within. Dearest ones, you have the keys to your self-mastery, and Aquarius, and moving forward in this new era of God love. Yet you must first develop through the Christic initiations within the garden of life itself that mastery through which your emanations become pristine. Your auric field is clear and defined within your I Am God presence as a mystical and magical and miraculous manifestation of God's glory as I witnessed it within your own inner being. When you understand the Christ nature within, you will develop through self-mastery the cities, the virtues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These will come so naturally that when they alight within your world, within your life, it will almost be as if they just arose without effort, as a gift and grace from God. And then you will have the wherewithal to complete your mission in this life through greater service, greater harmony, greater givingness day by day, hour by hour to all life. Yes, in the garden you receive direct transfusions of light from the sun source of your being. Helios and Vesta, the god and goddess Meru, and your own I Am solar presence. And these daily infusions as investments of light are there to ennoble you and to encourage you to be that one through whom your own I Am presence fully glorifies God even within your sacred body temple, your temple of light, earth, air, fire, and water. There is so much more symbology within sacred scripture that many Christians have not fully understood or utilized on their path. Yet you as initiates have delved into the greater divine dialectics of this wisdom teaching. And you know these eternal truths, and you have tested them within self to then arise from your lesser self to know the true I Am within. Yet, dearest ones, all may make greater progress. And my prayer this day is that each of you, bathing in the light of the resurrection fire, may be enfolded again and again in its radiance to incorporate these God essences deep within and to utilize them beyond Easter Sunday, day by day, within the gardens of life all around you, to be truly who you are as a God self-realized one, to know the truths that you have studied, yet are still in the process of mastering fully through the articulations of light within your being. Many of you know your histories, you know your geographies, you know various sciences and the mathematics of the day. Yet when you ascribe to God's divine theology, there may be a new enumeration of light within through the solar sciences of Aquarius now dawning upon this earth. And we, the world teachers, Jesus, myself, the Master Omram and Kathumi, will give to you in future sessions of Meru University, as well as in our heart's dreams, keys to these dynamics, dearest ones, whereby through this self-mastery you may also encourage others to come forward and to move forward on their path of light. Through progressive revelation, the ascended hosts are invested in the enlightenment of mankind. And through the teachings ongoing that are coming through many amanuenses upon this earth, we are delivering greater God energy for the resurrection of the earth itself, and ultimately the victory in the ascension of every man, woman, and child who so desires to yoke themselves unto God in the sacred process of self-realization and of the victory of life through the ascension. There have been many turning points throughout history, and the comings and goings of the saints and sages of East and West who have inculcated within civilization the great teachings of God. Yes, the prophets have spoken, and yet how many have fully allowed to be emblazoned within their souls, their minds, their hearts, their very wills, these essences, to the point where they rose out of mediocrity and truly became the full flowering presence of their God identity. You must be an example of one who has sacrificed to the extent, dearest ones, where you could be one through whom the teaching manifest and the example was clear. And so if you find that throughout various times in your life, you are not vibrating at the level that you desire, you are not feeling your Christic presence manifesting through your heart moment by moment, call to me and to Magda and the world teachers, and we will come and we will reinvest light, greater light, God light within, so that you will be moved to truly fulfill your destiny and to be the resurrection and the light of Easter and of every new dawn. Oh, the dawn of mankind's enlightenment is so near. It is clear to us, yet mankind must rise out of the doldrums of human existence to access what we offer, what we proffer to souls who are in the process of blooming and manifesting their full God glory in the light. Go to the gardens and feel the Holy Spirit's presence in the midst of what God has created within nature. Meditate with us. Feel our presence. Know intuitively what God is speaking unto you from within. The kingdom of God within you, which is within your heart always. And know in truth that when you commune lovingly, graciously with that Spirit most holy, I am there with you. I am there fulfilling my mission again by inspiring you to be the Christ in action and full God manifestation in your life. This is my Easter message to devotees of East and West, of all religions and all persuasions, for there is no difference between the God within every individual. It is the same essence of God co-creativity. It is the same vibration of God purity. It is the universal aspect of life that the Lord embedded within each one, within the threefold flame. Do not look to differences. Unify all within, and then you shall see divisions without dissolving and being consumed within all nations and cultures and peoples and situations. When you focus on unity, in that moment you are wed to Spirit. And Spirit through you can transform, can transmute anything by your conscious choice to live in the eternal oneness of God life. Realize and remember this truth. Unity heals. Unity seals you in perfection's glory. And through union with your source, all answers arise, all solutions appear. And all formulas may be understood in their totality through the wisdom, light, and truth of the new day that has dawned through that miracle manifest within you. When you sing to the sun, as you just have, the sun responds, and all beings who live within the sun shine their light unto mankind to bring forth this enlightening spirit, this mission and vision of God glory. Through initiates of the sacred fire, masters in the making, adepts in the becoming, you who are ensconced in the eternal love fires of the Holy of Holies, God within. I am your Jesus. I pray that my words may ring true within you, and that through the eternal Logos, the living Word, you too shall be that light of the Christ at Easter and every day of your life, precious ones. Thank you for being a son, a daughter of God, and knowing in reality that you were created in that perfect image and likeness, and that you are now returning unto that perfected vision through conscious awareness, through solar presence every hour. God bless you, and happy Easter to all.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.